Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, July 11th, 2022. This morning I will talk about lost transcendence. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, for you stand outside of time and space, having created them all. Forgive our dimmed eyesight, stopped ears, and limited imagination. Give us eyes that see, ears that hear, and a mind able to perceive spiritual realities, not at our fingertips. Thank you for food to eat, a roof over our heads, and doctors to attend to our needs, for we know that such things are remote for many in this world. In the power of your Holy Spirit, teach us your ways, O Lord. Do not leave us in our ignorance, happy not to know the state of others or to look up to you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 to 12, we read, "There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a necromancer or one who inquires of the dead. Whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord." Suppose that you are asked to visit an elderly Baptist who says that they are frequently visited by a dead parent who advises them not to trust any of their siblings. Do you respond by referring them for psychiatric help, offering a comforting presence, or advising that the Bible teaches that the dead are not supposed to speak to the living? Your response to this question depends heavily on your worldview. The first alternative in this example is motivated by a materialistic worldview, where the physical realm is the only realm. The second is motivated by a liberal Christian perspective, where consolation is prioritized over transformation. The third is motivated by a traditional Christian perspective, where the Bible guides dealings with the spiritual world. What divides and orders these responses is the attitude about transcendence. In creating the heavens and the earth, God transcends both, just like a carpenter is not part of the cabinet that he crafts. The materialist perspective limits reality to sensory objects, things that you can touch, feel, taste, hear, and see. The materialistic reality includes the earth and heavenly objects like the moon, planets, and the stars, but does not include God or heaven as described in the book of Revelation. The materialist cannot believe in God because nothing outside of the physical realm can, by definition, exist, which implies that the materialist is, by definition, an atheist. The influence of the materialist view grew rapidly in the 20th century because of the political power of communist governments. Materialism immediately influences ethics because accountability is limited to the physical realm. The materialist does not believe in the accountability of God or any other authority outside of culture. This implies that communist governments are accountable only to the Communist Party, the sole source of authority. Even communist principles, constitutions, and law may be fluid because nothing transcends party authority, which changes with circumstances. The increasing influence of materialism chips away at concepts like human rights and democracy, which arise because we are created in the image of God. Atheists and other secularists often embrace human rights and democracy as political views, but deny the theological link to God's image. The problem arises, however, that political views and other values are seldom held as deeply as religious convictions, which is why they are so easily abandoned when moods change. The war in Ukraine and the events of January 6, 2021 are just the most obvious manifestations of mood change. The value of human life stems from being created male and female in God's image. Because the materialist denies God's existence, ethics are determined primarily by law and regulation. In a democracy, this implies that ethics are subject to political debate and manipulation. Under authoritarian regimes, ethics reflect the preferences of elites. Customs, good and bad, also have their influences. The influence of materialism on the church appears as a sense of lost transcendence. The Apostle Paul writes, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins." This is 1 Corinthians 15:17. In other words, if Jesus is not resurrected, then he could not have died for our sins. Transcendence is critical to Christian theology. Transcendence is also a human need. We want to believe that the material world is not all there is. If God's existence is defined away by practical materialism, then other things slip into the equation to substitute for this lost transcendence. Outside the church, we see a greater interest in ecstatic experiences such as drug use, binging, hypersexuality, paranormal events, and unnecessary risk-taking. Inside the church, we see greater interest in uplifting worship, charismatic experiences, religious tourism, mountaintop experiences, and desire for consolation instead of transformation. The list of substitutes for transcendence is endless. The good news is that centering on God's image helps us to recognize God's work in our own lives. This is the practice of contemplation, much like Lectio Divina contemplates Scripture or counting your blessings. Each of these practices help make God's existence more real to us. In my case, I journal in the morning, taking note of the activities and experiences of God in the previous day, a practice known as daily examine. Faith is a step-by-step process, not a big gulp requiring strenuous effort. Our routines either open us up to God or make awareness of God's presence more difficult. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.